Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. Hour number two of our get-together begins. It is 7:07. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we've got plenty to talk about and things to do. Yeah. Let me give you a little rundown. First of all, government shutdown tonight, right before midnight, if it's going to shut down. We'll see what lawmakers do or fail to do.
Yeah.
Trump presented 20-point peace plan along with the backing of Netanyahu. Now will Hamas accept? We'll see. Governor DeSantis was in Gainesville yesterday saying nice things about the University of Florida and our Florida University system. And there is a good story to tell, and high rankings, low tuition prices, go Gators. Now we just have to work on...
here we go.
What?
A win?
The Gators are awesome, but...
I think so,
but
too.
But it's not basketball season right now.
Oh,
that's
good
problem.
Point.
See
yeah,
what I'm saying?
There's that, yeah.
Hey, speaking of things to do, join us in downtown Ocala this weekend for a celebration of the Horse Capital of the World parade.
Well, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
I love a parade.
Yeah. This parade will showcase horses of all breeds and disciplines, highlighting the heart of our community and its world-renowned equine industry, which is huge.
Yes.
Huge!
It is.
So, if you want to be a spectator, you want to line the marked parade route, you can enjoy the sights, the sounds, the spirit of this special event. This is very cool. Proudly hosted by the Ocala Metro Chamber and Economic Partnerships Equine Initiative. And it's presented by Piranha Animal Health. Special thanks to the Ocala Police Department for their partnership. They're going to make it safe and successful. So bring the whole
good
family.
Job. It's all right.
Bring friends. Show the horses some love.
Make friends, yeah.
It's a celebration that you absolutely don't want to miss. That's this weekend. All right? Sounds like a good time.
Absolutely.
All righty. What do we have here? You know what I should do? I should let everybody know that Imelda doesn't look like she's going to be a threat to us, even though she's got sustained winds of 70 miles an hour. This tropical weather update brought to you by Radiant Credit Union. And, yeah, 70 miles an hour sustained winds and traveling northeast now at 7 miles an hour. And that's the important one, starting to head east. So beginning the kind of a slow turn, but Imelda should be turning into a hurricane sometime today, but should be moving in a direction away from the Sunshine State and East Coast of Florida. And that's a good thing.
That is some good news.
So
right
we'll
there.
Just keep an eye out just in case. You know, Imelda changes her mind. Hey, I forgot something. Forgot my wallet in Savannah. Yeah, that's not good.
Ugh.
So we'll watch that for you. This is what we do. All right. Gun nuts. I guess I should call them anti-gun nuts.
Just because there's a big difference, yeah.
Well, they're the crazy ones.
Yeah, absolutely.
While Americans wait to know the final number of victims from Sunday's heinous gun attack and arson on that Michigan church, CNN is claiming there have been 324 mass shootings thus far in 2025. 324
mass
shootings?
Oh, don't get me going on this one. Don't get me going on this one.
That's like two a day.
See, I still say, and I'll stand by this, when you tell the average American that there is a mass shooting, they assume a whole bunch of people died. And that is not the official government. I don't have the numbers in front of me because I didn't know you were going to go there. It's like if people are wounded, you know, multiple people are wounded, they consider it a mass shooting. And I just think that's a total misrepresentation of what Americans think, just so they can do this kind of crap.
Yeah, well, CNN wants to focus on how many mass shootings have occurred this year, and they want to use misleading data from the Gun Violence Archive to do it. According to CNN, so far this year, that, like I said, 324 mass shootings, they claim. Now, that's defined by the Gun Violence Archive as when at least four people are shot.
Okay.
Four people shot in any one incident.
That's a little incident in Chicago any weekend.
Yeah.
That's not a mass shooting.
Well, and that's probably what drives their fake numbers so high. Because, look, they have an agenda. They have to make the issue and problem worse so that somehow they can get the American public to swallow their, quote-unquote, gun control regulations that they want to pursue that is not necessarily good overall for America and most likely will have zero effect on bad guys who want to do bad things.
Right.
I mean,
there you go with using logic.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
And Breitbart noted that the Gun Violence Archive tallies such a high number of mass shootings by counting incidents in which there is a minimum of four victims shot, either injured or killed, not including any shooter who may also have been killed or injured in the incident as mass shootings. This approach allows drive-by shootings, double homicides, murder-suicides, triple homicides, gang violence, shootouts, and even firearm-related instances in which there are zero fatalities to be counted as mass shootings. So they just find the numbers that suit your needs best and plug those in, and then lefties and talking heads everywhere will repeat, rinse, repeat, and keep saying the same fake stuff.
And it's just wrong.
Yeah. Oh, and then Tim Walz comes out, you know, a man's man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tim Tampon Walz, as he's been designated. He, having failed to get traction for his gun ban in the legislature in Minnesota, Governor Tim Walz is now suggesting a ban on the sale and possession of assault rifles in the state via a constitutional amendment. Kind of problematic because there's this other constitutional amendment would sort of supersede and override, you know, what the state wants to do. I would think, just off the top of my head, but Minnesota Governor Tim Walz proposed a new option Saturday for addressing gun violence, a constitutional amendment to ban the sale and possession of assault rifles in the state. It requires a majority of the legislature to vote yes to putting a ban on the ballot, and then a majority of voters approving the amendment. And Breitbart noted that Walz pushed for an assault weapons ban after the August 27th, 2025 Annunciation Catholic School shooting, and said it was, quote, not acceptable that Republican members of the legislature were refusing to vote on gun bans. He tried doubling down on GOP lawmakers, pressing them to at least hold a floor vote on the gun prohibition legislation. But his gun control push did not get traction. Now he's floating the idea of a constitutional amendment. Here's the problem. If gun control worked, and then you probably wouldn't see all the gun violence you see in Chicago because they have some of the strictest rules. We know it doesn't work.
Yeah.
You know, when bad people want to do bad things, it's hard to stop them in a free and open society.
And do we really think, Bob, that all those shootings in the streets of Chicago every weekend are AR-15s? Really?
No.
No.
Chances are they're not.
No,
in fact,
not.
Most of your homicides and other crimes committed with firearms is handguns. Mm-hmm. And it's not even close. I mean,
no.
long guns in general, let alone, you know, the subcategory of an AR, account for really just a sliver percentage.
But somehow it's one of the most commonly sold and owned firearms in America, but it's not the problem, is it?
Well, it's because these people really, in their heart of hearts, know what the Second Amendment is all about, and so do we.
Yeah.
But they don't like it, whereas we like it, because we know what it stands for. It is 7:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's your turn. What's bugging you? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest, and you can do that right now. 877-975-9825. What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So call in now. 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Another day in paradise. Come on, pump it up. It's going to be awesome. I'm Bob Rose. Greg Cassidy is here. And right now, it's time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So call now. 877-975-9825. And hey, Phil, what's bugging you?
What's bugging me? Earlier in your show, you mentioned how the Hamas fat cat leaders were living high, wide, and handsome in Qatar. Well, everybody kind of forget the guy who wrote their playbook was Yasser Arafat. And when he died, $3 billion of money suddenly disappeared from the PLO. These poor Palestinians have been getting screwed by their own people worse than the Israelis have ever done to them. And that's what's bugging me.
Wow. That, you know what? That's a great way to look at it. And I think it's very, very accurate. Let's go to Hangman. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is Bad Bunny. Are you serious? I think it's been quite a few years I've even been able to watch a halftime show with all these acts they put in there. So thank goodness for Puppy Bowl, because that's I just turn it off and switch to Puppy Bowl. That's what's bugging me.
I think that's what a lot of people do.
Yeah,
there's nothing about Bad Bunny that I need to see or hear. And I hear he doesn't really like America and he doesn't like Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. He said he would never play here. If you got to force him to do that, you know what I mean?
Just like, a big
check.
Oh,
it's for money?
Yeah.
Ew. Yeah, why? Yeah. Why? Jay-Z. We need to write Jay-Z and say, knock it off, snap out of it. 877-975-9825. Call in now. We got some open lines. And good morning, Jerry. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. What's really bugging me, and I think I've said this before, and you guys have talked about it a lot, is the brinksmanship that our Congress plays with the budget and this continuing resolution. I think it's the states have to take it into their own Constitutional Convention and demand an amendment to the Constitution requiring a balanced budget with the exception of just war or some natural disaster like a 9/11 type thing. We have to get our house in order. This is affecting our national security and our credit rating, our bonds. The U.S. bonds are going, always take a little bit of a hit whenever it looks like we can't get our fiscal house in order. And I really think we need a constitutional amendment to get this under control.
Yeah, there's no easy pathway, but doesn't mean we could just bury our head in the sand. I agree. Good morning, Jen. What's bugging you?
Good morning. What's bugging me is this. I spoke to somebody yesterday, and they're bemoaning the fact that, the cost of everything is going up because of Trump's crackdown on illegals. And that really bothers me that these people are not educated. I work a little bit further south in Ocala. I think you get the area. And there are businesses that I think there's only one or two that are actually citizens. Everybody else is from outside of the country. And there are plenty of U.S. citizens that need jobs or are applying for things other than starter jobs, and they can't find them because they're already taken up. And it really bugs me that they don't think of their own citizens first. Have a good day.
Yeah, and we usually think of laborious type work that we've been told Americans won't do those jobs type thing. I don't know. I would do a job for $300,000 a year, wouldn't you? Because that's exactly what a superintendent of Des Moines Public Schools, superintendent of the whole school system. Des Moines not a little town. It's a pretty good sized city. All right, and he's the superintendent of schools. Did I mention he's an illegal alien from Guyana?
Unreal.
And he was able to, you know, buffalo his way and BS his way into a prime gig. And everything about the guy is fraudulent. A lot of the stories that you'll hear don't even go deeply into it. But the guy, you know, is on record with three different dates of birth, claimed he had some military law enforcement background. No, not true. I mean, the list goes on.
He did have interaction with law enforcement.
Oh, yeah. He got busted for having a gun, and he wasn't supposed to. And, in fact, the most recent thing when he got pulled over is, yes, he had a gun in that case, too. And here, there was already action to send him back to his country of origin. That came out last May, a removal order. Yeah, that's definitely bugging me. All right, let's see, what do we got here? 7:26 on the Bob Rose Show. Let's grab John. What's bugging you?
Yes, sirs. You know, this Guyana guy, I mean, he just took advantage of the system. Whoever is responsible for hiring this guy needs to face big, big penalties. Let's just not start with throwing this guy out. Let's get who hired him.
Thank Absolutely. You. And maybe enforce some kind of, if you haven't done your due diligence of background checks. And this guy, if he's superintendent of a school system, I think it's not a stretch to say, probably could have a lot of contact with kids, for instance.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons why you would do a background check on somebody who's going to be interacting with children as part of their job. But they clearly, obviously did not do it. I mean, red flags everywhere. Yeah, they clearly didn't do their jobs there. Yeah, I'm with you. 7:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And coming up, we'll hear some commentary from, what we could probably call the smartest guy in the Democrat Party. That's next on 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. All right, enough of the fanfare.
Wow.
Can you keep the crowds at bay? Greg, keep the crowds back.
Yeah, I'll do what I can. Hey, the team.
Go team.
Yeah.
7:35 time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Hey, never miss a minute of the show. Search The Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button and you can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. So now you can take The Bob Rose Show anywhere you go and listen to it anytime you want. And I like that. Hey, special event coming up. Treat Yourself Fall Fundraiser. This is for the Ronald McDonald House, and we're the radio sponsor for the fine folks and what they do there. And Club Synergy, this is their fifth annual Treat Yourself Fall Fundraiser event, and it's coming up this Sunday. Gosh, I can't, but you know, it's October, folks. It's right here. This Sunday, Sweetwater Branch Inn, historic downtown Gainesville. And this will be an afternoon centered around self-care and shopping small, supporting local Ronald McDonald House, and also the thousands of families it serves each year. Now, it's a great cause, and this is an excellent event. For more information, go to treatyourselfevent.com. All right. I told you we were going to hear from the smartest guy in the Democrat Party. Probably a lot of folks already figured it out, huh? Is it that obvious? Yep, Senator John Fetterman has spoken out again. He shared a study that showed that left-wing terrorism had reached a 30-year high. He also criticized Democrats for using rhetoric such as Hitler or fascist. And look at this guy. It's just common sense. If you raise the rhetoric and the hate and start calling people Nazis and Hitler and things like that, yeah, somebody with a screw loose is maybe going to try to put somebody in their crosshairs. Well, I mean, we've seen it happen already. More than once. In a post on X, Fetterman included a screenshot of an Axios article titled "Study: Left-Wing Terrorism Climbs to 30-Year High." Fetterman noted that political violence is always wrong and called for everyone to turn the temperature down. Unchecked extreme rhetoric like labels as Hitler or fascist will foment more extreme outcomes. He's right. Political violence is always wrong, no exceptions. We must all turn the temperature down. Now, look, he made it as clear as he could. He was speaking mostly to Democrats. He did it in general. Turn the temperature down, you know, for everybody. But we know where this hateful rhetoric is coming from. It's clear that it's coming from the left. And without, you know, him making it too obvious, but that's exactly what he's saying. And look, he posted the article, 30-year high. Left-wing terrorism, 30-year high. Per Axios, research from the Center for Strategic and International Studies found that during the first 6 months of 2025, far-right violence, which has usually been more frequent, has decreased significantly. This group compiled and analyzed a data set of 750 domestic attacks and plots occurred between January 1, 1994 and July 4, 2025. Researchers found that out of the attacks that occurred since 2016, left-wing extremists were responsible for more than 40 of those attacks, while right-wing extremists were responsible for 152 over the same period. It also goes on to say the data show that left-wing extremists have carried out 41 attacks since 2016. Left-wing violence has killed 13 people over the past decade, which, of course, is far fewer than from right-wing attacks, and 82. So 112 from right-wing attacks, 82 from jihadists. But at least five left-wing plots of or attacks have already been recorded this year. So, yes, this changes kind of the equation, if you will. And he knows where the rhetoric is coming from. It's coming from the left. He also knows it's where the majority of the violence is coming from. Doesn't mean that there are not, you know, right-wing, you know, extremists and nuts. Yes. But right now, the left knows they're fueling. They're fueling this kind of fire for these folks who, mentally are not very balanced. shall we say. But at least Fetterman, you know, comes out and says it. He said, you know, this is, you know, when he said, look, this kind of thing leads to more violence. I mean, that's it. Unchecked extreme rhetoric, labels like Hitler a fascist, will foment more extreme outcomes. And political violence is always wrong. No exceptions. He's right. Remember, these groups that think that, you know, rioting in the streets and fighting ICE and, you know, blowing stuff up and shooting people, they think that somehow they'll cause a political change. They won't. And that's a good thing, because then you would say, well, terrorism is a good tool. Terrorism is a good political tool because it works. We have to maintain that it doesn't work, that it's not going to be effective and never will be, regardless of who it's coming from. You can't allow political change to come as the result of any kind of violence. You can't do it. It would be the worst thing ever. And even the folks on the far left, those nuts.
Yeah.
You have to realize that if things really change radically because of the violence that you have committed, what do you think? How long before the next group comes along and says, well, hey, man, that worked for them. Mm-hmm. Let's get our political agenda underway, and we'll start with, you know, blowing some things up and shooting some people and things like that.
You fed the beast if you go there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. So, I mean, Fetterman is absolutely right, and it is interesting, isn't it?
It still blows our mind that, I mean, our opinion of him before his election was, oh, my goodness, they're going to put this guy in office after the stroke, and he can hardly talk, and his... And he's turned out to be pretty amazing.
But if I say out loud, I hope they all have strokes, that would probably be taken the wrong way.
Then you're the bad guy.
But I'm saying they should all have strokes only if the outcome has been as positive as it has been for Fetterman.
Can you imagine how much more would get done in Washington, D.C.?
Oh, yeah.
If all the lefties were that reasonable? That'd be crazy.
Yeah. It'd be like everybody kind of united.
Wow.
Kind of have some of the same goals and stuff. Mm-mm. Maybe a different way to address some of them, but generally coming together.
Pro-American.
You mean like we could come together and agree that, you know, boy's a boy, girl's a girl. You don't need to have boys and girls sports.
Mm-hmm. Maybe, like that, yes. Yeah. Maybe that the you know, you don't hold up shutting down the whole country because you want to, you know, give health care programs to people who aren't even supposed to be in our country.
Yeah, when they say health care on the left, when they're talking about this this possible government shutdown, the health care that is being removed is that's being provided to illegal aliens, which is wrong. And so the Republicans are on the right side of this issue again, and the Democrats are on the wrong side. But they have to lie about, well, they omit the whole truth. They omit that. A sin of omission.
Yes.
You know, it's, Republicans hate health care, and then subliminal man says, yeah, for illegals.
Yeah.
For illegals.
Ah. Crazy.
Yep. All right. The Charlie Kirk effect. California pastor who was close friends with Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk is seeing a spiritual revival after Kirk was assassinated on September 10th. Calvary Chapter Chino Hills pastor Jack Hibbs was on with Fox and Friends recently and said that people are asking his church for answers. People are coming to us and they're saying, I want to know the meaning of life, the purpose. Why am I here? The Fox report said people are calling the movement the Charlie Kirk effect. I don't think anybody in this room is surprised at that effect.
Not a bit, no.
No.
Team's on board.
And I think that the more people that are open-minded to this kind of thing, it doesn't mean it should be forced on anybody. That's everybody's cup of tea. You're free. You're free in America to believe as you would like. But in a topsy-turvy, upside-down, crazy kind of world that we live in, maybe some guidance from... You know, some wise words, you know, in a book might serve as strong guidance, words that have never changed for a couple of thousand years. You know, if you're looking for stability, something that's been stable for thousands of years might offer you some sort of an anchor. Just saying. 7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got a lot more to talk about, and I'll give you the latest numbers from Imelda. Hurricane? Yeah, it's close. 97.3 the sky. Now, you heard about this 17-year-old, right? Everybody's Amber Alert went off. This was in Marion County, and everybody's Amber Alert, 17-year-old, and possibility was, like, taken by four Hispanics after being shot. Yeah, it was huge. It was a big story. It turned out it was a hoax. The 17-year-old was reported missing in Marion County last week. Now he's accused of making the entire thing up and shooting himself in the leg to cover it up. You got to give him an A for effort on that one. Come on.
That's commitment.
That's
commitment, yeah.
Marion County Sheriff's Office on Monday shared an update in the case. It's drawn a lot of attention because, well, people thought he was shot and dragged away, and that's a very frightening thought for anybody, especially if you're a parent. So, the Amber Alert went out. But noon Friday, Marion County Sheriff's Office said the teen remained missing, but the original claim appeared to not be true. A short time later, and deputies announced the teen had been located. Williston Police Department said officers located him in Levy County. FDLE said the teen might have been taken or was in the company of four unknown males, but then they determined that was not true. The initial details that the teen texted to the family were proven to be false. That's how the whole thing started.
Mm-hmm.
Sheriff Billy Wood spoke out in a Facebook video. Completely made up. We did find evidence of a single gunshot where the teen left his truck. However, his claim that he had been shot and abducted were quickly disproven. We then learned that he had purchased a bicycle and tent and camping supplies just prior to him reporting this. Marion County Sheriff's Office shared on Thursday that it was investigating a shooting around 4 p.m. Anyway, they were, there was a lot of red flags. But, you got to fully investigate. Sure. You got to take everything seriously. You could be saving a life. I mean, Sheriff's Office clearly did what you're supposed to do. Sheriff's Office said the teen rode away toward Williston while the rest of us were left to think that the worst of and my team, yeah. So they're all working overtime, mm-hmm. And to continue the ruse, the teen who had a handgun with him since the beginning of all this chose to shoot himself in the leg. Now, it's a non-life-threatening injury, but, man, that's going to leave a mark.
Yeah,
and so he walked out on a roadway right after shooting himself, and then some citizens in Williston located him. Now, what do you do?
Oh.
What do you do? Now, he's 17.
Yeah.
Now he's 12.
Right.
17, there's some accountability there. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of law enforcement resources that were utilized.
Canine, helicopter. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
A lot of expense.
Yeah. So, what do you do? What do you do with a kid?
Well, and aren't we hearing that the parents are not cooperating?
I believe that's my understanding.
What Sheriff Wood said. It's now... That would just tick me off.
Exactly.
And I'm sure Sheriff Wood's not a happy camper. That being the case, I would come down on those parents like a pile of bricks. You're going to get a bill for the canine unit and the helicopter time and the overtime on the officers. You want to play that game and you want to leave law enforcement and the whole community on the hook for that because you want to...
My baby didn't do anything.
Yeah, no. That does not fly.
Well, we know. I mean, look, they've got the texts.
Yep.
They've got the facts. They've got the information.
There's pictures of him with the bike and the tent and the whole bit. Come on.
And law enforcement did their due diligence. Can you imagine? They're out there searching with an effort like it's their own kid or their best friend's kid. I mean, they're
absolutely
out there looking, and you go into kind of a hyper mode because you think time is of the essence. It's not just, you're saying you got abducted.
Yeah.
So now you go, how wide of an area would we have to kind of search?
Well,
theoretically.
We were at Black Tie Blue Jeans when the Amber Alerts were going off.
Yes.
I mean, imagine you're in a room with like 500 plus people and everybody's phone on different,
And there's nothing you can do about it.
A wave just going off. And you're like, there's something going down. And that's what it was.
Yeah, it was the Amber Alert. And so, yeah, I've
no. What do you? I mean, what would you do? I mean, I'm like, come down on them because you're not.
You
got
to come
well.
Down on the kid, and you definitely, if the parents aren't willing to cooperate, you have to come down on them.
Yes.
Look, he's still a minor, so technically they are responsible for his behavior. So, yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know, you know, what you can do in terms of you can make a judgment against them monetarily, saying
sure.
you owe us for this amount of service. Whether you can actually recoup that or not would be another thing. But he definitely. He's got to do, I like the idea of community service, a lot of it.
Yes.
Because that gives the kid an opportunity to think about every time he's sweeping, every time he's pulling weeds or whatever.
Yep.
You think about what put you in that position, that situation.
Yeah, you did.
And make sure that all the other teens who are considering some sort of hoax, especially involving law enforcement, you're gonna pay a huge penalty for that. Yeah, I'm sure Sheriff Woods is not a happy guy right now. All right. Plenty more to talk about coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And don't forget the Bob Rose Show. You can listen on Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or the TuneIn app, or just tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.